Pozdravljeni v 217. Cross radiju iz Maribora. Ta četrtek, 8.12.2005, se je v jazz klubu Sačmo zaključila sezona Kiblinih jazz ciklusov, Skrite note in jazz paket, ki jih vodi David Brown. Za zadnji letošnji koncert so nam pripravili glasbeno poslastico legend ameriškega naprednega džeza, violinista Billyja Benga, bobnarja Barryja Archula in kontrabasista Joeja Fondo pod skupnim imenom Fab Trio. Vsi trije so stari mački z ekstenzivno diskografijo, impresivno listo sodelovanj od San Raja, Dona Cherryja, Billa Leswella do Davea Hollanda, Chicka Corea, Bootsja Collinsa, Anthonyja Braxtona, Archieja Shepa in Davea Douglasa ter številnih drugih. Koncert takšne zasedbe je že v napovedi obetal pogled v džezovsko zgodovino in doživetje pristnega džezovskega duha. A doživeli smo še veliko več. Če bi koncert strogo recenziral, bi pohvalil iskrivo igro Billyja Benga ter čvrstost Fondovega basiranja, malo manj navdušenja pa bi pokazal za počasnejše refleksa Barryja Archula, ki pa je vseeno domiselno in subtilno sodeloval v skupnem muziciranju. Duh trija je bil nekaj posebnega. Imel sem občutek, da mi modreci, izkušeni starci, pripovedujejo zgodbe v smislu, vidiš, vse to znam, vse sem že odigral, sedaj pa se lahko tudi smejem, plešem, glasba je to, ampak tudi to in takoj ti natrosijo še kakšno dodatno domislico. Kdor je prisluhnil, je lahko na tem koncertu videl malo dlje od gole glasbene forme, ki je pretežno improvizirana, a za razliko od hardcore free jazza zelo ritmična. Več o svojih pogledih na glasbo vam bo povedal sam Billy Bang v pogovoru z Davidom Brownom.
Give me an idea of what you think about what's going on in jazz nowadays, especially in terms of seems like especially in Europe festival seems to be the only real opportunity to get your ideas across.
No, not for me. I've been playing so much in America now that
in America?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm extremely exalted right now to play at the University of Massachusetts solo, as well as playing a lot of festivals, like in Rochester Jazz Festival. I was requested to return there after 2 years. I am very happy to play in America because they need the music more than Europeans.
Yeah.
They need to be exposed more to alternatives in music than Europeans. So I'm very happy to be in the forefront of this sort of like a carrying his sword, this warrior. I mean, I did a record 1981 called Rainbow Gladiator, and this is what I've always believed was to carry this torch of illuminating the truth about music to the people that need it the most, which is America. Because I think the more I play my music, the more people will not vote for Bush. And that's the truth.
That's the truth, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Yeah. So that, I think the war zone is in America. The forefront of bringing, trying to bring truth through this music. Europe is not easy, but Europe understands this understanding already. But that's not where the situation is. It's in America. That's why I haven't been here in a long time, because I focus on playing in America. I
really, so you're I actually guys, taking the music to where the crisis happens.
Exactly.
The
I take center, it like a soldier. I take it like a soldier
on.
Of culture. I really go to where the war is. And I do this consciously. Purposely.
And in a way, you're bringing something very old to the place. I mean, the music is not really new for the,
no, the music
territory.
Is new. I have a message through my music. And my message is revolving around peace. My message is revolving around humanism. My message is revolving around all people in this world. We must get together and understand that if we do not get together, we're going to burn this planet out, we're going to burn ourselves out, and we're going to end it for ourselves. So
yeah,
my
we're
message,
doing that pretty well. Right,
exactly. So my message is about trying to not do this. And I think where the crisis is, and you said Epic Center, which is very good, but the crisis is in the United States.
Yeah.
People look up to the United States, I don't. I look down on the United States. I look up to other places. That's why I'm so happy to hear it in Maribor. Because the people came out tonight, they accept, some people don't even know what they're going to hear.
No, of course.
But they accept it as being real, as being honest, as being truthful and faithful, and they appreciate it. to be exposed to something else.
What's the importance of the tradition in what you do? In terms of playing, of course, as well. But
yeah, but there is no tradition. For me, the tradition is about rhythms and chords and perhaps. But tradition, for me, is about life going on. I mean, basically, it really is. It's about people believing in what they do in their art form. And the art changes in time. But the essence of the time doesn't change. Some people want to hold that back. I mean, and try to make, and then they make it traditional.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I think life moves on. It's like a river that if it's stagnant, it becomes dead. You know, it becomes, there's no life. When you read a book, the analogy of a book of a river flowing is about life. And it has to continue to flow. And that's what music does for me. And that's how I approach the music.
Poslušali smo skladbo BB iz letos izdanega albuma Fab Tria Live at the Iron Works Vancouver. Nadaljevali bomo s pogovorom z violinistom Billyem Bengom, ki ga je posnel David Brown in v katerem v poznih pokoncertnih urah prestopita zgolj meje glasbenega in izvemo kar nekaj Billyjevih pogledov na bistvo glasbe, na sporočila, ki jih na tak način sporoča in na njegovo pomirjenje s svojo mladostno vietnamsko izkušnjo, ki ga upravlja v zadnjih letih skozi projekte z vietnamskimi glasbeniki. Naslednjič se podaja na pot v leto 2006. Glasba zanj ni več evropska ali ameriška ali kaj drugega, temveč svetovna. Poudari vpliv Dona Cherryja in razkrije svoj načrt za sodelovanje s tradicionalnimi vietnamskimi glasbeniki. Želimo mu dokončno najdenje miru, ki ga išče. To je vse za 217. kros iz Maribora, pripravil sem ga Andrej Hrvatin, z Billyjem Bengom pa se je pogovarjal David Brown. Sledi torej še zadnji del pogovora. Adio.
I do love rhythms, and I do love rhythms. I really do. So a lot of free musicians don't understand because they are like anti-rhythmic. They don't want to play rhythms. It's too close to tradition.
Yeah.
But I find rhythms is a form of life. So I maintain rhythm in my style of music. I'm dancing it. I'm living it. The reason why I do that, because it connects to the audience. It connects to the people. People understand this. It makes what I do on top of that more accessible.
But you don't do that for that reason, do
no,
you?
No, I don't, no. Because I truly believe in it. I'm a rhythmic person. I like to dance. I've always danced. I play basketball. I love the rhythmic, the bouncing of the ball.
Very physical what you do.
Yeah, very physical. Exactly, exactly. Very physical. But it's not all physical because it's also mental and spiritual.
Of course.
And the chemistry of all of them together is what I try to represent.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. But it is very physical. I play the violin very physical.
Yeah. Give me an idea about what you think about Europe and Americans playing in Europe nowadays.
Well, I don't think it's changed. I think Americans are at the beckoning call of what Europeans want them to do and how they... In other words, I've seen it at times where some of the festivals have closed down against Americans.
Right.
And wanted more European...
Right.
More European relationships of more European musicians, you know.
Right. Cooperation or
something. Yeah, cooperation, yes. And I've seen this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I never depend on Europe. But I go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Hong Kong. I go to so many places. I think of myself as a universal person.
Mm.
I don't think of Europe versus United States or whatever. I think about music as world music, and Don Cherry taught me this.
Yeah.
Don Cherry has been a real mentor in this area for me.
Yeah.
Sun Ra too, but Don Cherry directly related to me on this. So now I'm doing this music about Vietnam, and I'm working with Vietnamese musicians. I will go to Vietnam this year, 2006, not this year, the number, but 4 or 5 months from now, I'll be in Vietnam.
Mm.
Working with Vietnamese musicians in their tradition, in their music. Because I know I can feel their music. I know I can relate to their music. I know I can respond to their music. And they feel me, actually, because I have a history now. They hear my records are in Vietnam, and they're hearing it. They're hearing about me. And it's going to be a nice common ground to reach out for world music. But the truth is, I'm trying to find reconciliation and peace from the mistakes that I made in the past. And also to apologize to them for me coming in to fight them for no real reason other than I was forced to. I was drafted. And I think that's wrong. I was wrong. So I don't mind saying I was wrong and to hope they accept my apology.
Yeah, and to find peace with yourself as well.
Yes, and that's the ultimate feeling, to find peace with myself. Although I am beginning to find that, but to really find that in a final state of mind, I would love to find that. Yes, yes, that's true. That is very true. I know I'm talking quickly, and I hope this is coming through.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I'm going to stop here, to be honest.
Okay.
Because it came through.